The views expressed on the following program do not necessarily reflect the views of KFNN staff, management, or advertisers, and do not represent an offer to buy or sell any securities. It's time for Dometri Live, the radio show for investors by investors, with your host, Daniel Butterfield of Dometri Companies. Now, here's Daniel.
Welcome to Dometri Live, the radio show for investors by investors. This is Daniel Butterfield, and I'll be your host for the next hour. And I also have two special guests in the studio today that I'll introduce to you a little bit later. As some of you know, last weekend, actually starting Wednesday night, I was in Vegas, and I was heating up the poker tables. I hit the Monte Carlo, Mandalay Bay, Bellagio, O'Shea's, and Binion's. By the way, Vegas is not doing so well, especially after I got done with them. Actually, the joke is they're just not doing so well. And I found that every other casino was sort of hot and cold. They just had a problem treating their guests with the same type of treatment that they did, you know, 2-3 years ago. So everyone is really feeling the pinch. I thought that was very interesting. In fact, a short story, while I was at O'Shea's, which is downtown, the pit boss from a blackjack table comped me a drink, and I walked 12 feet to the bar to get my drink, and the bartender looked at me and said, "Where did you get this from?" I said, "It's a comped drink ticket from the pit boss at the blackjack table," and this guy was looking at it like it was a forged document. I really couldn't believe it. Finally, I had to tip the guy $2 to get a Bud Light in the bottle, and I finally got it. So at the end of the day, I guess everyone's hurting, but at the same time, there's a lot of opportunity out there in the market. Maybe not for Vegas, but definitely in Phoenix. So would you believe while I was there, I ended up playing poker with Warren Buffett? Actually, maybe it wasn't Warren Buffett. I guess the guy's name was Warren Buffet. Anyhow, recently, the reason I brought this up is Warren said something that we should all pay attention to. This is Warren Buffett, not Buffet. But he said that the residential real estate market will recover by 2011. And again, that's probably not a direct quote, but he is saying something that supports all the facts that I also believe in. And as we're looking at the residential market in the next 6 to 9 months, I really think that there's going to be quite a breakout. And when I say a breakout, what I mean by that is the current affordability index is so low right now, I believe that people are starting to get more interested in taking advantage of these low prices, and we're going to see more and more demand for especially the starter home market. Now, again, we've been saying this for a while, but what we're doing is we're watching our database of first-time home buyers, and we're seeing it grow higher and higher and higher. Last year around this time, we maybe had 1,200 or 1,300 active first-time homebuyers in our database. Right now, we're up to 2,000, and we're growing steadily. And I cannot wait until we have 3,000 or 4,000 in our first-time homebuyer database. But keep in mind, we do run our business a little bit different than most other real estate companies in that we focus on first-time homebuyers that have blemished credit, and then we help them fix their credit and then get them FHA financing so that we can sell our house to them, which is the investor's house to them, so we can profit. So it's kind of a dual-purpose situation here. Now, as we discussed in our last Choice IQ investment forum on February 21st, I made some very bold statements that I believe the residential real estate market in Phoenix is going to make some very interesting moves. Now, again, we're more interested in the starter home market rather than the homes priced above 170. So anything I ever talk about is typically in the starter home market, homes priced below 145, 150. And of course, our objective is to buy them for $60,000, $70,000, or $80,000 and sell them for that retail price. Now, at the end of the day, regardless of what real estate does, we still are getting a 10% cash-on-cash return, and on top of that, we're still buying at below $50 per square foot, and that's after the remodel. Now, I don't care what happens in the market, to tell you the truth, because at the end of the day, so long as we can buy at those prices, at the end of the day, it's a good fundamental investment. And no matter what, 2 years from now, Anything you buy at that value, at that price, 2 years from now, it will be profitable. It really will. And if it's not after 2 years, then maybe three, maybe four, maybe five. But at the end of the day, you can't build houses for under $100 per square foot. So it really does make sense to buy at 50 after the rehab today in Phoenix. But make sure you're buying the right property. Some people come to me and say, Dan, I found a property for only $32 per square foot. And they say that, you know, that's even cheaper than the $40, $45 that you typically buy at. You know, I must be able to do this and get a fantastic deal. Well, typically they are located in the wrong neighborhoods. And on top of that, they don't have the right criteria. They're too small. They're 1,100 square foot, or they're only two bedrooms, or they only have one bathroom. And that's a big, big issue. At the end of the day, over the course of 5 years, you'll come out all right. But if you want to buy and flip, stay away from those properties. And if you're not sure what to buy, then come to one of our Choice IQ investment meetings, and we will blast your ears with information of what we do, how we do it, and you'll walk out of that room a lot more educated than when you came in. In fact, the next Choice IQ meeting is March 18th, 5:30 p.m., located near 3rd Street in McDowell. We typically have about 20, 25 people show up. We've been doing this for over 2 years, since December of 2007. We have existing investors, new investors, professionals, mortgage brokers, real estate agents. We have we've been having our favorite CPA attend, Shauna Weckerling from SWBC. And if you are interested in getting some tax help and tax advice, please go to taxgoddess.com, because she's helped out so many of our clients that I can't express how much gratitude I have for the service that she provides, because not only are her prices reasonable for being a CPA with a master's in tax, but more importantly, she gets it. And I can honestly say that I have talked to probably 9 other accountants and CPAs over the course of the last 5 years, and I have not been comfortable with a one of them, not even one, because they don't understand real estate. And if you have a CPA or an accountant that doesn't understand real estate, you're going to end up in the wrong place at the wrong time during the worst time. So go to taxgoddess.com to learn more about what she can do for you. And in fact, speaking of the Tax Goddess, we are doing a tax seminar tonight. And it's been communicated to all of our existing registrants tonight at 5:30 p.m. located near 16th Street in Northern. We're doing a tax seminar, and our focus, listen to this, guys. You've all heard about the tax credit, right? $8,000 tax credit. Well, we're doing a tax seminar on how investors can take a $25,000 write-off off their W-2 income. So if you're listening right now and you make $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, or $100,000 W-2 income, and if you do not own real estate, you need to come to this seminar and learn how, if you buy one property, you can take up to a $25,000 write-off by being an active status investor. Okay, this means that if you make $100,000 per year, and that is all W-2 income, and you have no write-offs whatsoever, if you have one property, then you can write off $25,000 from that W-2 income, so that you're only claiming $75,000. Period. And guys, if you have, if you're a couple, husband and wife, wife will stay at home, husband works the W-2, or even better yet, every guy's fantasy, the wife makes $100,000 and you're a stay-at-home dad. That's what I'm going to be, by the way, in about another 6 months. The stay-at-home dad, my wife's going to make all the money. Then you got to come to this seminar, because you can actually put together a system where the stay-at-home adult is the property professional, and the W-2 income person is simply the worker, and you can get other additional benefits. So the seminar is going to be today at Northern and 16th Street. You got to register, and I'm going to give you two ways to register. One easy way through the web is go to buyandflipwithme.com. That's www.buyandflipwithme.com. And on the bottom left-hand side, there's a registration button. You can click that and register, and we'll be sure to send you the detailed invite. And Shauna, can you help me with your phone number one time here?
Absolutely. 602-357-3275.
One more time?
602 602- 357-3275.
And if they want to get a hold of you for tax questions, where do they go?
Easiest place is www.taxgoddess.com.
Fantastic. We'll be back right after this break with more information. Bye-bye.
It's time for your KFNN market update. The Dow is up 18 points at 10,414. The NASDAQ Composite's gained 2 at 2283. And the S&P 500's up a fraction of a point at 1119. Your source for the financial information you need is 1510 KFNN.
This is Mo Ansari, host of Market Wrap and president of Compaq Asset Management. If you're confused about choosing a money manager, you're not alone. Who do you trust and what questions should you ask? That's why at Compaq Asset Management, we show you our audited track record so you can see for yourself what we've done in the past. And while that doesn't necessarily mean we'll do the same in the future, it does provide an independent look at our experience. Call me for a free portfolio review and I will introduce you to my entire management team so you can meet the entire financial team that will be working with you. I will review your portfolio and listen to your goals. Then I will create an 80-page investment proposal to help you reach those goals. But we don't stop there. You choose how and when you want us to communicate with you, as often or as little as you would like. Your relationship with us starts when you make that call and it continues as long as we work together. Call 1-800-388-9700, 1-800-388-9700.
Compaq Asset Management is a registered investment advisor, funds custodian, Fidelity Institutional Wealth Service. Services member FINRA SIPC.
Announcing the Ally Bank online savings account with a rate that's among the most competitive in the country. If you're waiting for the terms and conditions, forget about it. It really is that straightforward. Nothing confusing, hazy, ambiguous, dubious, or dodgy. No double dealing, double speak, or double meanings. Just an online savings account with a great rate. Compare rates for yourself at allybank.com or call Ally at 877-247-ALLY. Ally. Straightforward. Member FDIC.
This is a test of the emergency alert system. Business information all day and night. Keep it right here on the Valley's only real source for news that matters. 1510 KFNN.
ValleyChevy.com. When shopping for a new or used vehicle, it's the only website the Valley needs. ValleyChevy.com. Log on today.
Now back to Dimitri Live, the radio show for investors by investors, with your host, Daniel Butterfield. To get a hold of Daniel, call 602-254-6244.
Welcome back to Dimitri Live. This is Daniel Butterfield coming at you live from KFNN, 1510 AM, downtown Phoenix. Next, I want to talk about the worst seminar I've been to all year. Actually, I'll even say last 2 years. This place, okay, I'm not going to mention any names, but I feel pretty burnt. Here's the deal. I went to Vegas to go to a seminar, and fortunately, Vegas was there, so I had a very good time after the seminar, but this seminar was horrible. And you know what really ticks me off is I actually got on the phone with the presenter, and I had iterated what my 2010 business plan was over the course of the next 12 months. And I said, will your seminar give me any value whatsoever? And the guy lied to me straight up. So I went there and at the end, I was steaming. But here's the good news. I've learned to handle myself in a very professional manner. And so I gave him some good feedback from my BlackBerry and I copied everyone that I could and I left it at that. Now here's the thing. The point that I make, besides the fact that I'm venting, is this. If you're an investor out there and you're trying to figure out how in the world do I get through all the shysters out there? How do I get through to get the bottom line information of where I can learn, where I can learn how to invest, where I need to go to get the right information? Let me give you a hint. The best information you can find anywhere in the world is free. And I mean that sincerely, because when people run seminars and they charge you an arm and a leg for information, it typically is not the best information. Now, I'm not against paying for a seminar or going to an event, not necessarily to get the information that's at that event, but it generates other ideas, other theories. And my favorite part is, actually, I met this poor chump at the seminar that paid money to sponsor the seminar, and they advertise that they help investors buy and flip property. I thought, wow, I found a competitor. I've been looking for a competitor for 2 years. I've been mostly looking in Phoenix, but I'm willing to search the globe for a competitor of somebody that does precisely what we do in the same way that we do it. And I'm not talking about somebody that claims they can help investors buy and sell property. I'm talking about people that actually are doing it right now in today's environment. So this particular competitor caught my interest immediately. And so I walked up to their booth and I started asking them some questions. Here's what I asked them. I said, can you please tell me what your unique selling strategy is when it comes to helping investors buy and fix? How do you sell your property? What is your unique competitive offer? What is it that makes you special compared to everyone else? And they said, and I quote, we make the properties look nice. I about crapped my pants. I'm like, really? Wow, that's pretty unique. So I'm sitting there listening. I'm like, well, listen, I said, you know, I pushed them. I'm like, there must be something that you do to the property, some unique selling strategy. Like for us, for example, we find first-time home buyers that have blemished credit. We help fix their credit. Then we get them FHA financing. We control everything from start to finish. We sell the property in 6 months. So I'm looking for something, anything. And then they came up with another answer. Oh, we install granite countertops. I'm like, okay, so maybe I need to ask another question. So I said my next question here was, okay, tell me what your unique strategy is in identifying properties. And all of a sudden, there's this guy that was standing in the back, and he walks up to the front, a very distinguished gentleman. I thought, oh, maybe that's the owner, and he's going to come and save this fiasco of a conversation we're having. And I said, so can you tell me what the unique strategy is that you have in identifying distressed properties? And he says, standing bold and tall, we are plugged in. Plugged in. Holy cow. So anyhow, at the end of the day, they suggested, you know, you really do need to talk to our owner. And because maybe we're not explaining things. So in their defense, I was not talking to the owner. And I did talk to the owner later, and they did make a little bit more sense of what they were doing. But you know, at the end of the day, I have to admit, they made me feel pretty good. They made me feel really good. And of course, they were saying, well, who are you and what are you? And I told them I was a competitor, and I gave them my information, and they were calling me all this week. But anyhow, my whole point is, guys, if you're an investor out there and you're trying to figure out exactly what to do, who to work with, and just be careful. Be careful and make sure that stuff makes sense to you. Because if stuff doesn't make sense to you, then you're never... there's a lot of people out there that are trying to perform. That's my whole point. They're trying to perform. And I will always welcome you. If you want to learn good information for free, I would suggest you come to one of our events. It's all free and there's no sales. There are no sales allowed at our events. It's all about information. We have an event today at 5:30 p.m. It's a tax seminar. And my very good friend and colleague, Shauna Weckerling, is going to help us understand how, if you're an investor and you have W-2 income, how you can write off $25,000 off your W-2 income just by buying real estate. And then in addition to that, we have our Choice IQ Investment Forum coming up this month. And that is, I think it's the 18th of March. It's the third Thursday of every month, and that's at 5:30 p.m. To register for either two of those events, you just go to buyandflipwithme.com. That's buyandflipwithme.com. And on the bottom left, you'll see the registration button for the tax seminar. and you'll be on your way. Now, again, I want to talk a little bit more about what Shauna will be presenting. She's going to tell us exactly how we can manipulate the IRS tax code so we can take the absolute maximum write-off based on being an active investor. And so if you have W-2 income of $60,000 to $100,000 and you're trying to figure out how to get your tax basis lower, and if you don't own real estate, Shauna's going to put that all together for you. And the one thing I can say about Shauna is that she knows her stuff. Not only is she known around town as the tax goddess, but she also has a master's in tax, and she's been doing this business. How long have you been doing this, Shauna?
Now for almost 14 years.
Oh, my God, 14 years. So that's where you need to be. Tonight at 5:30 p.m., 16th Street and Northern, and you can register. What's the phone number where they can call your office?
602-357-3275.
Perfect. Now, I have one more little topic on before we start talking about tax-related stuff, and that topic is about the lease option buyers. I want to go through the good, the bad, the ugly when it comes to our lease option buyers and closing our deals. Now, I have in the studio today, Arcelli, where are you? Oh, there you are. Okay, that was a joke. This is kind of a comedy show today, I think. So, what I want to do is, I have Arcelli here, and Arcelli is our preferred REMAX listing agent, and she's the person that actually lists all of our investors' properties. She also works with all the first-time home buyers. She's a REMAX listing agent, and she's also an expert at credit repair, and so effectively, she sells all of our properties. And the reason we're talking to her is because I wanted to go through some different examples of first-time home buyers that we have all in escrow right now. I'm talking about recent deals, all in escrow right now. But I want to explain a little bit about what we go through to get to this end result, because it sounds really easy to say, oh, we find buyers with blemished credit, fix their credit, and get them FHA financing. But that's not even the, I mean, oh, I wish it was that easy, you know? And honestly, Arcelli has this typical listing commission of,
6%,
3% for the buyer side, 3% for the seller side. But how many times have you ever had anyone else identify a buyer for your listing?
It's always me.
Okay, it's always you. And obviously, well, maybe not obvious to everyone, but how, you know, do you list for any properties in the MLS?
No. Probably one, two here and there, but not that much.
Okay. So let's talk a little bit. We're gonna hit a break here pretty soon, but let's talk about this first person that I see. I don't want to say addresses or names, but where is this property approximately located?
This is located in 31st and Cactus.
Okay. And I remember, I think we had developed, we found client number one, how long ago did we find this?
About 6 months ago.
6 months ago.
He is in escrow right now because, you know, as you know, we do lease option for 6 months. And so that was 6 months ago when they knock on our door, not knock on our door, but ring the phone, called us. And to start, basically, they were looking for a rental property. That's the first thing that they asked me, are you renting? And the first is like, nope, I'm not doing rentals. I'm doing lease option and stuff like that. But their thought is, I'm not qualified. And so I bring them home here in the office, go through the documents, and found out that he is qualified.
Very qualified. In fact, I'm looking at my notes here, and he had a 687 credit score, didn't he?
Yeah, and he's not even aware about that. He said that he did not pull his credit in the last 60 years.
Now, isn't it true that he wasn't ready to buy right away, but for some reason, he was very comfortable doing a six-month lease option?
Correct.
Yeah, and so the point, now this is a little bit unusual, but at the same time, a lot of people that we work with are actually pretty qualified, but they're more comfortable taking the six months to get into the deal. So we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about the rest of this example and a couple others, and after that, we're going to hit Shauna, the tax goddess, at taxgoddess.com, and we're going to talk about the seminar we're having tonight at 5:30. Guys, we'll be back right after this break.
It's a break for an update. KFNN and CNN join forces for a look at national and international news. KFNN News Time is 12:30.
CNN Radio, I'm Harry Beadle. Iraq's prime minister tells CNN he may ask the U.S. to delay the withdrawal of some of its forces.
This depends on the future, on whether the established Iraqi army and police would be enough or not. Heard there through a translator, Nouri al-Maliki says it'll depend on security conditions at the time. He made the comments to CNN's Arwa Damon. Series of bombings in Iraq have marred early voting in national elections. A dozen people have been killed. More trouble for New York Governor David Patterson. His chief spokesman has resigned. The governor has been accused of interfering in a domestic abuse investigation involving one of his aides. There's mixed news on jobs. First-time jobless claims fell last week, but analysts say it may just mean more people are now on extended benefits. Many major retail chains do report stronger than expected sales last month, but pending home sales fell sharply in January. This is CNN Radio.
With welcome rewards from Hotels.com, you get a free night after accumulating 10 nights with any of their partner hotels.
So Hotels.com is telling me to sleep around.
Exactly. Stay at a boutique, a national chain, anywhere. Sleep around.
Is that ethical?
Of course. Who wouldn't want you to sleep around?
My wife.
With Hotels.com, she can sleep around too.
What did you say?
You know what? That didn't come out right.
Accumulate 10 nights, even at different hotels, and earn a free night. Welcome rewards from Hotels.com. Smart. So smart. Some restrictions apply. See site for details.
Announcing the Ally Bank Online Savings Account with a rate that's among the most competitive in the country. If you're waiting for the terms and conditions, forget about it. It really is that straightforward. Nothing confusing, hazy, ambiguous, dubious, or dodgy. No double dealing, double speak, or double meanings. Just an online savings account with a great rate. Compare rates for yourself at allybank.com or call Ally at 877-247-ALLY. Ally. Straightforward. Member FDIC.
Frank, you've changed.
I haven't changed, Lorraine. You've changed.
I haven't changed. La Quinta Inns and Suites have changed.
They did change.
They have thousands of new rooms.
That are crisp, contemporary, and inviting. They're even better than before. You'd like it there.
My darling.
Ooh, Frank. You haven't changed.
La Quinta did.
Frank.
Wake up on the bright side at La Quinta Inns and Suites. Book now at LQ.com or 800-SLEEP-LQ.
La Quinta.
Getting around the city can be confusing, but these days, I just use the GPS on my cell phone to guide me right where I want to go. I do my taxes the same way, online, with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, free to print, and free to e-file, which helps me get right to my maximum refund, guaranteed. No wonder it's the most trusted brand of tax software in America.
Do your simple federal return for free at TurboTax.com. Choose easy. Guarantee details at TurboTax.com. Trusted brand claim based on survey July 2.
Two concise hours, one morning business program. Along with your muffin and coffee, have some business for breakfast on 1510 KFNN.
Do you have tax problems? Then you need to call Taxmasters right away. Taxmasters will help solve your tax problems. Do you owe back taxes? Being audited? Have several years of unfiled returns? Is the IRS calling or sending threatening letters? Whatever your tax-related problem, the former IRS agents and tax professionals at Taxmasters can help you today. Call them at 1-877-202-7222. That's 1-877-202-7222. Or go to TXMSTR.com. Again, TXMSTR.com. Taxmasters will get between you and the IRS. They'll make sure they treat you fairly and treat you with respect. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. The folks at Taxmasters have helped many good people just like you. Call Taxmasters right now to get started at 1-877-202-7222. 1-877-202-7222. Or go to TXMSTR.com. Taxmasters will solve your tax problems.
Leadership. You hear the term a lot in Washington, but you see less of it than you'd hope. There's one man, though, who's the genuine article. You know him. Arizona's John McCain. From the Naval Academy to the U.S. Senate, John McCain has been a leader. This is John Kyle. Whether we're fighting wasteful Washington spending, advocating bold ideas to protect our country, settling long-disputed Arizona water rights, or pushing through the completion of the Arizona Trail, John McCain has led, and he won't stop working to make life better for all of us in Arizona. They say character matters. When you get to work every day with John McCain, you see that it really does.
John McCain is Arizona's last line of defense. Character matters.
I'm John McCain, and I approve this message, paid for by friends of John McCain.
Get market news and information every Monday afternoon at 1 o'clock. Tactical Wealth Management with Mark Selesnov. This and every Monday at 1 p.m. right here on 1510 KFNN.
It's better in America. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Frank Cipolla. The U.S. is going on the offensive, ready to advertise to the rest of the world and get tourists to come visit us. The president today signing a bill to help out the recession-scarred travel industry, which will market the U.S. as a travel destination to tourists overseas. Stocks clinging to some very small gains after an unexpected drop in pending home sales. The Dow Jones Industrial's up 18 points now at 10,415. The NASDAQ has gained 2 so far, and the S&P is ahead, but fractionally. Other economic data showing first-time claims for jobless benefits falling last week, as well as continuing claims for benefits. Retail sales also coming in stronger than expected for February, despite those big snowstorms in the Northeast. Two units of insurer AIG settling charges they discriminated against African Americans applying for home loans. The two AIG entities will pay more than $7 million in restitution and other programs. I'm Frank Cipolla with the Dow Jones Money Report.
Ford and Lincoln Mercury Service presents Mike Rowe with the secret to unlocking the space-time continuum.
Well, look, I really just wanted to talk about being in four places at one time.
Really? How do you do it?
Well, it's simple. You go to the dealership service department. You got a car, right?
Sure.
When your car needs something, what are you going to do? Go to a tire store, a brake place, a fast lube shop, a discount store? See, to me, that's all complicated. Your car needs something, you go to a Ford, a Lincoln, Mercury dealership for service. Because they can do it all right there. Tires, brakes, oil changes, whatever you need, all in one place.
Right, like the Works Fuel Saver Package. A Motorcraft Premium Synthetic Blend Oil and Filter Change, tire rotation, and comprehensive multi-point inspection. All just $29.95 or less after $10 rebate.
Expertise, value, and convenience. It's no secret. Ford and Lincoln Mercury Service.
Up to 5 quarts oil, taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. See participating dealership or visit genuineservice.com for mail-in rebate details through 32710.
We'll just keep this between us, huh?
Got questions about investing in real estate? Call Daniel right now at 602-254-6244. Now back to Daniel.
Welcome back to Dimitri Live. We're just talking about some lease option buyers. We have our Selly, our REMAX agent here in the office. And, okay, so we were just talking about a first-time home buyer that we met about 6 months ago. They had a 687 credit score. They were trying to do a rental, and then they said, you know what, I guess I do want to buy. But what? Why do you think they didn't want to buy right then and there?
Well, they move. They actually have a house in like Chula Vista. I don't know where is that located, but you know, they move here. They want to settle in, got familiarized with the area and stuff like that. And so that house in 31st and Cactus is perfect for them, for their family, because it's a big house. It's about 2,000 square feet.
Now, I remember when we did the move-in inspection walkthrough, because this gentleman's a little bit older, and he's an engineer. And so I know he was particular, and actually, Arceli, I remember you warned me about this. You're like, geez, these guys are going to be pretty difficult to work with, but I'm sure it's going to pay off. And so I remember when we did the walkthrough, and I remember when he called me over and he said, Dan, I need you to look at something. And I'm like, oh, no, what happened? And he pulls out the stove, and he pointed to dust behind the stove of a brand-new remodeled property. He said, do you see this right here? This your housekeeper obviously missed the dust behind the stove, and I knew right from that day that we were going to have a little bit of a joyful experience satisfying this customer.
Mm-hmm. And he's the well-known customers or client of ours that likes to send us maintenance requests, one-page emails with a description of a very, very minimal maintenance, but the long emails and stuff like that. But again, he's closing his property in the next 2 days from now, 2 to 3 days, actually Monday or Tuesday. Mm-hmm. And so it all paid off.
And the investor's making like $25,000 to $28,000, right around there on the investment. And that's in about 6 months. And so at the end of the day, they, you know, they're coming out great. And you know what? This investor financed the property. He only has $15,000 into the deal.
Correct.
He invested $15,000. He's making $25,000. That's a good return. What is that? That's 120% return. But that's also in 6 months too.
Right.
So 240% return on investment. Now, I wish all the deals turned out that you know exactly that way. But the fact is, when you finance a property and you only put in $15,000-$20,000, then, you know, in fact, he may have about 20,000 invested, I think. But if you finance a deal and you invest 20,000, you know, by the time you get a $20,000 return, your return on investment is very high. Let's talk about the next person. This is actually one of my favorite buyers. We actually listed a property for an investor, of which we do not do. If somebody purchases a property from us, we're more than happy to list it. But we've had the worst experiences trying to list properties when investors buy themselves. In fact, they pick it out. They do the remodel without any guidance. We've had the worst experiences with investors. So this particular buyer, they got ready to go. They had tell us a little about this one.
Well, this she's young. She basically, she started with NA, that's her credit score, and I was the one working on her credit repair.
She had no credit score at all?
Yeah, she doesn't have credit score, and she has some few collections here and there that we did remove from her credit. And so when we pull her credit about 4 months ago, she ended up in a, 610 credit score.
Okay.
And then that's when we did a rapid rescore to put her to 645 credit score now.
She went from no score to 645?
Correct.
How many months?
Within 6 months is the range, but
okay.
That's when working from fixing the credit, doing the rapid rescore, and she ended up now in 645 credit score.
She's a nurse, right?
No, she is an NA. She's a nursing assistant.
Oh, so she had an NA for credit score, and she's an NA for her job.
Yeah.
That's kind of funny. It's fate. And then I'm looking at my notes here, and she had a few $100 initially with no credit score. So imagine this, a few $100, no credit score. But she has a job.
Yes.
And now she has a 645 credit score. She saved up $3,500, and she's ready to buy.
Yep, but she's the easiest client to, we love her. She's
now,
the best client to work
with. Something I want to point out. So the person before was actually a lot more qualified, a lot more particular, but and a lot more harder to close. And then this person was a lot less qualified, but definitely the easiest person to work with. It turned out to be the cleanest deal. And we've seen that a few times where the more qualified the person is, the more difficult they are.
Yes.
But at the same time, the less qualified they are. And when we repair their credit, the easier they are to work with.
You will be surprised. Like you've seen, we've seen credit that we never thought that we can, get it done in that time frame. But then we'll always get surprised that, you know, these are the best clients to ever work with. They will follow every step of the way just to get to that point.
Okay. And then I just quickly want to go through two more people. We have a client number three. He came in with a 644.
Yep.
And a credit score, had income of $3,600 a month. And then they had savings of $2,000 before, and they saved up to $5,000.
Yep. And this is actually the client that, he's a middle-aged guy, semi-qualified. He's actually good to go credit-wise, and we just have to remove some few collections here and there on his credit. But this is, at first, he's easy to work with, no maintenance requests, nothing like that. But that's the key there. And then once after 4 months or 5 months, when we started preparing him for financing, that's when it started to have getting a little bit nervous. But that's all first time home buyers. That's
Nervous to the point where he wanted to pull out of the deal,
yeah.
Wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like I don't want to do this. That's what I recall him saying.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, we gave him the choices. That's fine. You write a check for $5,000, you get out of the deal, you're good to go, or you buy the house.
Correct.
And what did he decide to do?
We're in escrow right now on this property.
Okay.
So
again, it's always going to be a little bit touch and go with the more qualified people. But at the end of the day, if the people are much less qualified, they actually just are much more grateful for actually purchasing the house.
Yes. And it's also the people that we work with. They work with, including me and Sarah, that hold their hands from A to Z. From the beginning, from the first month they move into the property until the fifth, the sixth month. And that means a lot to them. And that's why they can't really easily pull us and say, I don't want to do the deal. Because they've seen the hard work that we've done just to make it happen.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. You know, next I want to introduce to you the tax goddess. And her name is Shauna Weckerling, and she has a master's in tax. She's a CPA. Her office is in Scottsdale. Shauna, welcome to the studio.
Thank you so much for having me, Dan.
Not a problem. What are we going to talk about today?
So, big three things that we're talking about today. Big two categories, okay? You basically have three levels of being in real estate if you are a rental person, so someone who is buying a property, renting it out. Okay. Then the second big category is someone who has purchased property and is who is going to sell it. So fix and flippers, or maybe you've had it for a rental for a while and now you're going to sell it. So really, what are the different levels within each of those two major categories?
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't it true that the 12-month point is the key determinator whether it's a rental or a flip property? Is that true?
All the joys of the IRS. It depends on your intention. And as you know, intention is very subjective, and intention can change whether you're doing it now or whether it was in the past. So really what you want to do, once you've figured out these different levels, and you can come to our tax seminar and learn more tonight, but once you've figured out the different levels, to figure out where you want to be to best help your specific tax situation, you need to make sure your intention is clear in notebooks or documentation, anything that you do to build your IRS file.
Seminar tonight, we'll be back after this break, but tell us how they can register for the seminar tonight.
Absolutely. You can go to www.taxgoddess.com. You can call my office, 602-357-3275, or you can call Dan's office.
Okay, great. And my office is 602-254-6244. Guys, we'll be back right after this break.
It's time for your KFNN market update. The Dow is up 31 points at 10,428. The NASDAQ Composite's gained 6 at 2,287. And the S&P 500's up 2 at 1,120. Your source for the financial information you need is 1510 KFNN.
Hello, this is J.P. Dada, president of Entrust Arizona and host of Talk Real Estate's Wealth Wednesdays right here on KFNN. Are you one of the millions of Americans that has lost thousands of dollars in your retirement account in the recent stock market meltdown? Are you getting increasingly concerned about your ability to retire comfortably at the age you plan? Well, you're not alone. Our clients felt the exact same way until they learned the truth about the immense flexibility available within IRAs and 401ks. By contacting Entrust Arizona and opening a self-directed retirement account with our company, you too can purchase real estate, trust deeds, private companies, and even obtain a loan with your IRA. Stocks, bonds, and mutual funds are not your only options. Our website, EntrustArizona.com, provides you with a comprehensive list of all of our free educational workshops. Don't wait any longer. Get off the Wall Street roller coaster today. Contact Entrust Arizona at 480-306-8404 or visit our website at EntrustArizona.com.
Hi, I'm Tom Jones with the JonesAutoCenters.com in Wickenburg, Buckeye, and Casa Grande. It's time for the top 10 reasons to buy from the Joneses. Number 10, our license plates are green. Number 9, we don't pay a penny for an announcer. Number 8, you won't get lost in our dealership. Number 7, no guard shack at the entrance. Number 6, no one will pounce on you when you arrive. Number 5, we give you a real price on the phone or internet. Number 4, you are a guest, not a conquest. Number 3, country salespeople are friendlier. Number 2, our taxes are lower. And the number one reason thousands of Valley residents buy from the Joneses, they actually pay less for what they want. We are the Joneses in Wickenburg, Buckeye, and Casa Grande. Call us at 1-800-635-FORD or try JonesAutoCenters.com.
Hanson Ayala and Associates are proud to present Serious Money, a show for a new generation of investors. Don't miss this exciting show every Wednesday morning at 9 right here on 1510 KFNN.
Now back to Dimitri Live, the radio show for investors by investors, with your host, Daniel Butterfield. To get a hold of Daniel, call 602-254-6244.
Welcome back to Dimitri Live. We have Shauna, the tax goddess, here in the studio right now, and she's telling us about the difference of tax status when you do rentals compared to doing a fix and flip. Shauna, how can tell us a little bit more about that?
So let's start off with the rental side. Okay, this is a little bit of recap of 2 weeks ago show. So if you haven't heard that, this will be good for you. Okay, the three major categories when you're dealing with rental real estate: you can be classified as a real estate professional, which basically means that you've spent more than 750 hours on your rental properties, and realize I said and more than 50% of your time doing anything else. So if you, for example, you've got three or four rental properties, you've spent definitely more than 750 hours, but you have a W-2 job where you spend 40 hours a week, you need to spend at least 41 hours or 40 plus hours on your real estate to be able to qualify as a real estate professional.
Now, again, quick question. If you are facing a person that says, I work 81 hours a week, 41 on real estate, 40 in my job, and I'm a real estate professional, do you smile, smirk, or wink at them?
As long as they've got the records, I smile and say, as long as you can prove it, then we're all good. That's going to be a tough job to prove. Okay. 81 hours means you're not really going to be sleeping a whole lot.
Exactly. Okay, so, I get it. Keep going. I'm sorry.
No, not at all. So next example is your active investor / active participant. This is where most investors are really going to fall into the category, okay?
And this is my favorite category that I'm really pushing a lot of people to consider, because this is the category where you can take your $25,000 write-off off your W-2 income in your active tax year. Is that correct?
You got it. Yeah, if you're a real estate professional, you get to write off all losses. But since most people can't classify for the real estate professional status, the next best status is going to be this active investor. So to qualify for the active investor, you have to have more than 500 hours across all of your rental properties. And realize, when I say hours, I mean driving to look at properties, fixing and repairing the property, talking to Dan about your property, you know, whatever it is that you're doing with relation to your own real estate. Okay. Now, you'll notice that all I said was more than 500 hours, right?
And that's just 500 per year, right?
500 per year, and realize your classification can change year to year. So you want to make sure that you're maintaining records about how you're spending that 500 hours.
But isn't it true that most real estate investors might work a job during the week, and then during the weekends they focus on their investment properties?
You got it.
And that means anything from cutting the grass, mowing the lawn, looking at properties, driving properties. That means that if you end up driving all weekend looking at real estate out your windshield window, that you're working on real estate, right?
You got it. You're working on real estate. Now, the other thing that really kind of catches people or helps people, depending on where you are, with this active investor status is how much your adjusted gross income is. Now, most people say, well, Shauna, what's the adjusted gross income? Don't talk tax talk to me. Give me a line that I can go look at.
Okay? I vote for that, too.
The adjusted gross income is the very bottom line on the first page of your 1040.
Is it line 22?
I believe it's line 22.
Okay.
I'm not good with the line numbers, sorry. Okay. But yeah, if you look at the very first page of the tax return and look at the very bottom right-hand corner of page one of your 1040, that's your adjusted gross income. So if you look at last year's tax return and your adjusted gross income was more than $150,000, unfortunately, this qualification may or may not apply to you depending on how your current year's income looks.
That's a pretty good problem, though. If you're making that much money, too bad for you. You can't take all the write-off in the first year. But the good news is, if you don't quite make that much, then...
You got it. If you're anything under $150,000, basically under $100,000, you get the full $25,000 deduction right off the top of your W-2 income. And anywhere between $100,000 and $150,000, the deduction kind of changes depending on how much more you've made.
It's called the phase-out, right?
It's called a phase-out.
Okay.
You got it. So now the third category is the passive investor. And basically, this is where you have buckets, okay? So if you don't meet your 500-hour rule, okay, or if your income is over that $150,000 on the active investor, you have a passive activity bucket. And what ends up happening is all of those expenses, you don't lose them. They definitely get captured. So the miles that you're driving, your cell phone bills, the repairs and maintenance on all those rental properties, your dues and subscriptions for buying Wall Street or going to seminars, all of those expenses get captured in this bucket. And with a passive investor, you know, someone less than 500 hours, all of those expenses will get taken when you sell the property. So it's important that you're tracking all of them so that when you sell the property, you have lots of expenses to offset the gain in the future.
I have a really big question for you. Is it true, and I'm making this up, I'm guessing, okay? I'm guessing that if you are categorized as a passive investor, you buy a property, and then after about 6 or 7 months, you sell it, you profit big, but you have extreme write-offs. Is it true that as a passive investor, you might be a little bit less as an audit risk if you are a passive investor taking write-offs than if you were a professional or active investor?
Professionals are definitely getting looked at really hard right now by the IRS. So you want to be able to, and you keep hearing me say the word prove.
Yeah.
You better have documentation. You want to have your mile records. You want to have all of that information in a backup file. And that's what I call your IRS file, just in case.
Ideally.
Yeah, ideally, yes. This is very true. I know nobody likes tracking miles, but especially if you're going to take that real estate professional status, it's really important that you have those records.
So that has the highest audit risk. And
absolutely.
Then active investors in
active
middle
is
road,
next. Yeah.
Passive, not so much.
Yeah, with a passive investor, the IRS basically understands, listen, you're not trying to claim any deductions currently. You
but
bought
you
a property, you have them, and you sold it, and you're done.
And so, effectively, though, if you bought it and then sold it and you're passive and you take all the write-offs, wait, now, is a passive investor count if you're selling the property within 6 months?
If you sell the property within 6 months, well, selling the property is a different part of it. So you've got the first three classifications we're talking about are rentals, right?
Uh-huh.
So you're renting the property for 6 months, right?
Okay.
The next three that we're going to go over are about the sale side.
Perfect segue.
You got it. So really quick then on the sale side. Okay, so now you've had this property, you've rented it for 6 months, and so now we have the sale side. There are three separate categories. You've got the dealer status, which means you're selling more than five properties in any given year. Okay. Then you have the investor status, which is your very baby, the lowest status, and that means you're selling less than three or less properties inside 1 year. And then you have this kind of in-between gray area status, which means you're selling between three and five in any given year. Okay. Now, the major difference is here. If you're a dealer, any profit or loss that you make on any deals become ordinary income. Now, depending on who you are and how much money you make, your ordinary tax rate might go as high as 35%. So that could be pretty bad, right? Most people do not want to be a dealer status. However, if you're an investor status or even the in-between status, you might be able to qualify for the capital gains rates, which right now can go anywhere from 0 to 5 to 10, maximum 15%. So if you had to choose between a 15% tax on your gain and a 35% tax on your gain, which one are you going to choose?
It sounds like all this is pretty complicated.
All the joys of the IRS, of course. That's why you have me.
So if somebody wanted to learn more about what we're talking about, where would they go?
So different places you can check. Tonight we've got a seminar at 5:30, and you can check Dan's website for that. You can also go to my website, which is www.taxgoddess.com. You can also call my office. And by the way, if you say today's special word, maple, you will get a free half-hour consultation with me, your tax goddess. So 602-357-3275.
And the website again is www.taxgoddess.com. We hope to see you tonight at 5:30 p.m. Take care, guys.
You've been listening to Dimitri Live, the radio show for investors by investors, with your host, Daniel Butterfield of Dimitri Companies. To learn more about Dimitri Companies, call 602-254-6244 or go to www.buyandflipwithme.com for archived shows. Join us next Thursday between 12 noon and 1 p.m. for another edition of Dimitri Live, the radio show for investors by investors, with your host, Daniel Butterfield, right here on 1510 KFNN. Financial News Radio.
It's something most of us have but wish we didn't. What you say? Debt. Tune in every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 for a brand new show about paying all your debt without paying all the interest. Join Greg Sistick from the Cash Flux Group as he takes you through the strategies of how to pay off debt correctly. Greg feels too much of people's income is going toward interest, and a better money strategy means a better retirement. So get your questions ready and join Greg this Saturday at 10 o'clock for It's Your Money, right here on KFNN. Don't miss it.
Here it comes, a boatload of information. Market updates, NBC News, the top business stories, local business news, an on-demand traffic update, and a look at the weather. And all of that is just a warm-up, because right afterwards, it's back to our lineup of shows designed to make you money. The place to get it all is 1510 KFNN. Financial News Radio.
1510 KFNN. The Dow was up 31 at 10,420.